This morning's public reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 9 this morning. So if you would be so kind, if you desired to follow with us to see where we're going and how we arrive to our interpretations and understandings. 1 Samuel chapter 9, look at verses 15 to verse 27. So we're going to be finishing up 1 Samuel chapter 9 here this morning. Just like in the last hour, we've gone through the first 23 chapters of the book of Proverbs. So now we're about to conclude the first 9 of 1 Samuel. Verse 15. Now, the Lord had told Samuel, I need to get my pen here. And the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, "Tomorrow, about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel." So notice actually the title that the king had. He was actually a captain over God's people. "That he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come unto me." And when Samuel saw, and when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, "Behold, the man whom I spake of thee of, this same shall reign over my people." Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is." And Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart." You ever wonder what was in Saul's heart that Samuel was aware of by God apparently revealing it to Samuel, and now he's going to tell Saul the inner thoughts and motions of his mind? That's something. "And as for thine asses," get this, this is the reason why Saul and his servant were going out and about. "As for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all thy desire of Israel? Is not on thee and on all thy father's house?" And Saul answered and said, Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me?" And Samuel took Saul and his servants, brought them into the parlor, made them sit in the chiefest place, okay, the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, "Bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, set it by thee." And the cook took up the shoulder, and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, "Behold, that which is left, set it before thee and eat. For unto this time hath it been kept for thee, since I said, I have invited the people." So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. That must have been a beautiful engagement. And they rose up early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, "Up, that I might send thee away." And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Bid thy servant pass on before us." And he passed on, "But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God." Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. So here we have basically the recognition of Saul, a Benjamite, of apparently a very humble family, not the most predominant family in his particular tribe. Okay, if you look at that verse 21, you don't know whether or not this is Saul being truthful, or is it a little bit of lofty pride? I don't know. You know, or his lofty humility. Samuel answered and said, "Am not I a Benjamite?" Now that was one of the smallest tribes. And if you're familiar with the history of the book of Judges, you ought to remember how that tribe was nearly liquidated at the end of the book of Judges. that tribe was almost totally wiped off the map over a hideous sin that was committed. Remember that towards the end of the book of Judges? Yeah. So then it's an actual miracle that this tribe is even still in existence because of what happened in the closing chapters of the book of Judges. He says, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? So, was that Saul being, you know, really humble? Or humility with a dash and splash of some pride? I don't know. But it's amazing what he said here to Samuel. Now, when you go back to verse 15, did you notice that while Saul was still out and about, and prior to Saul coming to where Samuel was going to have that feast up on that hill, the Lord had already told Samuel in his ear the day before Saul came, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him, notice, captain over my people Israel. And notice the purpose why God is going to choose this man to be a leader. Notice, not to amass money and fortune and women, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, this almost sounds like the call of Moses at the burning bush. Notice, I have looked upon my people because their cry has come unto me. Those are almost the same words that God told Moses as he knelt before the burning bush. I have heard the cries of my people in Egypt, and therefore I'm going to send you to be their deliverer. So in a sense, Saul here, so that would be in Exodus chapter 3, if you want a cross-reference. So it would seem that Saul is going to be like a deliverer. Just like Moses was a deliverer when God heard the cries of his ancient people. I find that amazing. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, this is the man whom I spake of thee. This same shall reign over my people. So notice, God is telling Samuel, he's going to reign. This is my choice. This is my pick. There's no voting. Okay, it's not 51%, you know, 50 plus 1%. No, this is God dictating. This is going to be your first king. He's going to be captain. He's going to deliver my people from the Philistines. And he, my dear friends, shall reign over my people. Then in that verse 19, towards the end, when Samuel and Saul finally meet each other, and Samuel tells Saul to meet him up at the high place because you're going to dine with me. And then he says, on the morrow, I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thine heart. Now, that's the day following when Saul was going to go home. It says, I will let thee go, okay, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. Well, go back to verse 27. And now, this is the day following. Saul and Samuel walk towards the end of the city. Samuel bids the servant to go on, whereby the two guys are by themselves. And my Bible says that while they stood together, Samuel revealed God's word to Saul. And yet, in verse 19, he said, by tomorrow, I'm going to reveal things in your heart. And then you're being told when that day did arrive, we're told that Samuel gave Saul God's word. So when Saul does fall and loses the crown and the throne and the kingdom, he was not an ignorant man. He was given God's word. Then notice also in verse 22, this was not done in a corner. Samuel took Saul and his servant, so there's the servant, he's a witness as well, brought them unto the parlor and made them sit, notice, in the chiefest place, notice, among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. So notice how Samuel goes way beyond in the multitude of two or three. he has 30, probably 30 plus Samuel, Saul, and the servant, plus the ones bringing out the food. You have the servants and the cook in the back. So notice all this is done in public view. It's done in such a way to substantiate the anointing of Saul and his call to be the captain of God's people and to reign and to deliver the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines. But I find that interesting. In verse 19, Samuel tells Saul, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to tell thee all that's in thine heart. And when we're told about that day, the only thing that God the Holy Spirit tells us is when they did have their one-to-one, the servant having gone further, the word of God was brought into the picture. So once again, Saul, when he does go down south, unfortunately, does so, what I believe, not in ignorance, but a degree of knowledge and understanding from the prophet Samuel himself. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.